This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Good Monday morning. Happy President's Day. David Haw and Ruthie Polinsky in for Molly, and we are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studio, brought to you by local Hyundai dealers. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, and we'll be back together tonight in 12 hours at 5:30 because we do the Big Pro Football Show on the Chicago Sports Network. But first things first, Ruthie, good morning, and thank you for being here.
Good morning. I just love that you aren't sick of me.
It's, no, not at all.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
we had the weekend.
We had the weekend. We had a little break this weekend. Love waking up early with you guys. This is just such a treat to start the week.
It is a treat to start the week. We have a lot to talk about. We heard coming in what I was looking forward to over the weekend. There's really a bit of a lull in terms of the sports calendar locally. You've got the Cubs and Sox in spring training, the Bulls and Blackhawks on a winter break, the Bears, their staff is together, they're planning for the combine. So over the weekend, we had two options, must watch and must miss. The must watch portion of the program, we'll get to the hockey on Saturday night, which was riveting. Again, this Four Nations face-off has delivered in a way I just did not expect. But we have to start with the All-Star game because that's the most recent one, and that is the most obvious reaction that you have when you wake up Monday morning. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I wasted that much time watching that.
It was pathetic. It was embarrassing. I was just thinking the whole time how upset I was that I didn't get to watch SNL 50 and more of it. And I was catching up on, you know, social media, and I'll go back and watch more of it. But I was so disappointed, and I was really hoping, David, that what we saw on Saturday night from the hockey would set a tone for the NBA. Like, whoa, those guys take that thing really seriously. Like, let's put on a show.
It's so obvious to make the comparison. I wonder if it's a fair comparison. That doesn't let the NBA off the hook. But when you are representing your country in the way that the hockey players are, and then in the Four Nations face-off, I do think it kind of triggers a different sense of pride or a different effort level. And I don't think that it's the same. It's not an all-star game. This is more than an all-star game. It's more in the hockey sense. It is a coming together and a unification. So I think that's a little different, but I do think it's obvious and unavoidable to compare the effort levels. What you saw Saturday night, guys are playing through injury like Sidney Crosby and playing for each other like it's the biggest game of their careers. And then you find out Sunday about 5 o'clock, LeBron just checked out. Just checked out.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think he's probably earned that right if anybody has, but it's just unavoidable to make the comparison like, oh my gosh, you can't even be bothered to dress out.
It shows you sort of how maybe like delusional or oblivious they are. Like, I don't think they even paid any mind to the hockey on Saturday and the comparison between the two sports. Like you said, maybe that's not fair, but it should be. There should be that conversation. If you care about fans, if you care about sports, if you care about the quality of your product, of your sport, there should be some sort of ability to reflect on, man, why is this not good? Oh, let's take a look at what happened last night in another major sport and maybe take some notes. Like, let's take a look and see why people are so excited about this. I tweeted this on Saturday night. I said, hockey really said, let's make sure no one watches the skills competition tonight. Like, right. That was really what they went out there and they were like, we're going to make sure 3 seconds into the game that no one is watching the NBA skills competition. And they succeeded,
I think. And the audience was 4.4 million viewers. And I think that was the most watched non-Stanley yep. Cup event in hockey since in like several years.
I think I saw it since 2019.
Since 2019. Yeah. That delivered. I mean, that has yeah. been tremendous drama. And I think you had the intensity and the fights. Three fights in 9 seconds. You would have had the audience regardless. That kind of made it more of a spectacle. We'll get to that in a moment. But I do think that there's an inevitable comparison. But I do think also the hockey could have been last week or next week, and we still would have come out of Sunday night with the same conclusion.
Yeah.
Why don't these guys care? Why are we watching this? And do you remember when it used to matter to the point where Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or guys would bring their competitive fire to the All-Star event and it would be contagious? And it was a little bit more competitive. It wasn't playoff level, but it certainly was more watchable than it is now, because now the product is just really embarrassing for the league.
It is. And, you know, I was disappointing, and I just wanted to watch the stars at their best. And here's what I was going to say. With all of the TNT sort of goodbye, you know, of the
oh
night,
my gosh.
That was a little, I have a lot to say about that. But with all of the goodbyes, you were reflecting on some of the great All-Star moments, and you were just reminded of those guys, Kobe, MJ, all these guys who took it so seriously and made the All-Star game such a spectacle and created so many wonderful memories for people. And it's why people fall in love with the NBA.
You're right.
And the more they look, and then the side by side, you're just looking at this like, how can you ever come out and know that those guys went out there and took it that seriously and then performed the way you did?
The more they looked back, the more you wanted to look away.
Yeah.
Because it was just unwatchable. And that was why guys like Draymond Green, who the irony of having Draymond Green, who is an active player, not in the All-Star game this year, but certainly has enough experience. The irony.
The next commissioner.
Or I thought he was coaching the Warriors first.
He has to coach
the Warriors first.
For after they win a championship this year.
Yes, and after he calls it, yeah. He's going to do a dual roles of playing and analyzing the games. Draymond Green had a lot to say about the state of the All-Star game.
You work all year to be an All-Star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Kenny's team is done, by the way. Chuck won. Kenny's team was one that's eliminated.
Yes.
Yeah, so SGA still in it, Victor in it. But you're talking about the scoring records that we've heard. Tatum leading all scores, 55 a few years ago. It's harder to catch
now. They can't do that. They don't get to etch their name in the history books. It's the reason you get an All-Star, Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP award.
Scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best.
Yes.
A 0. Sucks. Same basketball.
Draymond Green. A 0. I think it would be a little higher, but not much. It was pretty bad.
It didn't feel like basketball. I do agree with him there. But what bothers me about his comments is the reason that they're trying these things is because of you guys. Like, fix the product. And then they won't have to try and get creative with all of these ideas and things. It's Draymond. It's a lot of talk, but talk to the guys who play in this thing every year. And you have been one of them in the past, 4-time All-Star. You're the reason that this product is terrible.
And he was pushing back at the format where the Rising Stars team were part of the tournament. And I think that's what prompted Charles Barkley to respond in the way that Charles Barkley responded uniquely.
I'm going to disagree with Draymond a lot.
You know, it's listen, we're trying to end a thing. You know, I use the analogy like when your kids mess up the house, you make them clean it up and they complain and they mess the game up. That's why we're trying kamikaze stuff out here right now. So his generation messed the game up. So don't act like he's mad because they're trying to use rookies and we're doing every type of trick to make this weekend exciting.
He's right. I can't disagree with that. I know Barkley was part of the festivities, and so he had a lot tied into making it look as positive as possible, but he's not wrong when he says that this generation of players couldn't be bothered in some cases to exert the effort to make the game more competitive. And so we are where we are, having to invent methods and formats and having the game drag on. Basically, that was a game between TNT tributes. It was what it was.
Yeah. And honestly, kudos to TNT because maybe they knew it wasn't, you know, let's have something ready to rock here in case this product stinks. Because I think they knew that this was going to be, there was going to be some debate. I wonder if Draymond Green is going to be allowed on TNT. I mean, he was vocal all night about how bad it was, how terrible this is. Like, at that point, your TNT has this partnership with the NBA for now. Like,
he's compelling.
It is.
People will watch.
It is.
Because of what he's going to say next. Even if it's critical of the people sending him checks or making direct deposits, he's going to be compelling because as good as he is as an NBA player, and he's probably going to the Hall of Fame, he gives the impression, or at least he I think he could be a very good guy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the studio.
Oh, he's
great. Great.
Oh, he already is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you said, it's compelling. But it was just interesting to see it on a night where this is the NBA trying to you know, hype up this new format. And you got a guy who could not be more brutally honest. It was refreshing.
LeBron not playing bothered me because, yeah, he will be criticized for Mr. Load Management and these kinds of things. Although I understand at the stage of his career, LeBron is doing things that no 40-year-old ever has done in the NBA. So I'm a little bit mixed there. I do think it bothered me for one other reason. Regardless of how much we're going to criticize the event and it's deserving and worthy of it, it still means something to certain players. So if he would have stepped aside a couple days ago, last week, and anticipated not wanting to play because of his to protect his body, which I think people would respect, you might have gotten a guy in who would have considered it a milestone or part of the a career path or something that, like, say, Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine is not an all-star. Was he at the top of the list of snubs? I don't know, but a guy like that could have participated in everything this weekend if LeBron would have decided to check out a little bit earlier than an hour before tip-off.
I am a LeBron gal. I respect LeBron. I like LeBron. You and I talked about this, I think, the other day, David. Like, he just kind of does he's never, like, done anything bad. Like, he just is himself. What bothered me about last night more than anything was it felt like he wanted that moment to go sit on that press in that press conference and be like, I'm not playing tonight. You know, I'm taking care of myself. And then, I don't know if anyone else caught this, but there was some social media stuff of the photo of all the All-Stars in uniform. LeBron is the only guy in street clothes.
Don't take the picture.
Put a uniform on. Why is this so about you in this moment? And it just bothered. It was still like, I'm here. I'm still the best. I'm the king. And I like LeBron. Like, I'm saying this as someone who respects and appreciates. And, like, honestly, I think LeBron more often than not has very interesting things to say, and he's a good face, I think, for the NBA, right? Maybe ever. But it bothered me so much that he didn't put the uniform on for the picture.
Who goes out of his way, and I think he's very careful in the way that he presents himself and projects his image, and he's a carefully crafted image. That was a miss. Yeah, I agree with that. I was a little surprised, too, and I wondered about some of the things that he did not anticipate and some of the things that maybe details that he typically takes care of. But that was something that made a tough weekend for the NBA, I think, even tougher to take. So they'll try to tweak it. They'll move on. I don't know if it will make it more watchable. How much more compensation can they give these guys as far as motivation? They already have the contrived tournament in December. The ones where they paint the floors, I forget what they call it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They paint the floors all the different colors, and they play on Tuesdays and Friday nights, and it's very confusing. But it's a financial incentive for that, the in-season tournament. I don't know what more they have to do to make guys just play.
And the problem is these are the guys. These are the all-stars. These are the guys that are already making the max deals. That money means these guys are making so much money. And I get it. Like, you know, money is money, but it doesn't feel like that's enough incentive. I wish maybe you just got to watch a highlight reel of Kobe and MJ playing in the All-Star game before every game, because it got me fired up.
It's definitely, you remember how when it used to be worth spending a couple hours on a Sunday night to watch the All-Star game. Tough weekend for the NBA, tougher weekend for Matas Buzelis. We went into it, although he played the Rising Stars on Friday night. Good for him. His team did not win. And then the big dunk contest on Saturday did not go so well. It felt really bad for him. And I think he felt like great that he was invited, great that he took it as seriously as he did, and then he just couldn't finish that dunk. And it was just cringy to watch him try. You feel bad for him. He is the centerpiece of the Bulls moving forward. All those things can still be true. But I went into the saying on Friday, you know what? He could walk into that arena, relative unknown to people, and walk out a future, you know, a younger star who took advantage of the opportunity, and he just didn't.
It was exciting to see him as sort of one of those faces that was being featured. I think there's a bigger conversation about the dunk contest, all the competitions, the skills, the dunk, the three-point, all of it. I think there's a greater conversation there. I was really happy to see Modest sort of as one of the faces that's being featured on that stage. Because like you said, this is the centerpiece for the Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls, still, regardless of wins and losses, they are one of the biggest brands in the NBA. And this is somebody that, it's a team that people are going to pay attention to whether
basically,
or not they're
if
winning.
If Matias Bezelis had jumped a car and finished the dunk like Mac McClung did, people would have been talking about him today.
100%.
Yeah, I don't advise anyone to try to jump over a car or a Jeep or whatever he did. That was an unbelievable dunk. But now you have Mac McClung, who won the dunk contest. I think I saw he has made more money winning dunk contests than he has as an NBA player.
Oh, no. Really?
Because he's a G League player.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that has now won twice in a row? Or
three. That three, was a three-peat.
That was his three-peat. So there was
the
a
one
three-peat
we got in February. Yeah.
Okay, nicely played. I think
it was
Harlan
unoriginal.
I think
I heard that on the broadcast.
But I think he's made more money winning dunk contests than he has as a player. So I want to see Ja Morant, who says he might be coming back. I want to see Anthony Edwards. I want to see the biggest names.
Still waiting for LeBron.
LeBron's not going to be in a dunk contest at 41.
No,
though.
I understand.
But that would have been something, yeah. You would.
But that sort of resurfaced this
weekend.
You need
that. You need stuff like that. Because
the stars.
These are guys who many people outside of Chicago don't know who Matias Bezelis is. So they're Googling him on a Saturday night. Oh, you mean the kid who couldn't finish the dunk between the legs? Yeah, that guy. Oh, he's the Bulls' cornerstone? Really? So you need more familiar names to the All-Star game. That's just one thing. Adam Silver has his work cut out for him. Mm-hmm. He has his work cut out for him because this weekend did not go well for the league. All right, but what did go well, another winter sport, we got to at least mention this before. We'll talk about it throughout the program because Frank Saravalli, the insider for CHSN, is going to join us at 8 o'clock from Boston, where tonight and today the Four Nations Face-Off continues. Saturday night was one of those events you will remember watching if you took the time and set aside the evening to watch hockey. I know that's a big ask for a lot of people, but those who did were not disappointed. Three fights in the first 9 seconds surprised me. I have an uncomfortable relationship with hockey in that this goes back to, on the record, I never understood a sport that struggles with concussion issues, embraces this fighting and punching guys in the face, and the refs stand there and like watch and encourage, and then you see the guys mic'd up later like, oh, that was cool. That was cool. Yes, let's hit another guy in the head. So I understand why that was so cool on Saturday night. It goes back to 96 when the Kachuk's father was involved in a fight. It goes back to maybe people thought it was booing the anthem, but after you got done with the three fights in 9 seconds, that was some of the best hockey you're ever going to see anywhere. That was what I will remember most about Saturday night and Team USA beating Canada.
That was the best part, was that the fights were like, all right, by the third one, you're like, is this really what this is going to be? And are they just trying to get the game canceled? Like, at one point, I was like, do they even want to play the game? The best part about it was that the game lived up to the intensity of those first 9 seconds, you know, of those first moments of the game. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what was so fun. The goals scored, it's a one goal game in the third period. Like, it was just, everything was just really exciting about it. And the quality of hockey, and I'll say this, you know, I would have loved to see Connor Bedard get some ice time in that. And we'll talk about it. But it felt like a miss. Even if he wasn't going to play a lot, I would have loved for him to just have been around that environment,
Ruthie,
and be around those guys.
I had the same reaction Saturday night. And I've had the same reaction watching this tournament, is that if he had just been part of this, the residual effect, just being around these kind of
players,
the best in the game, yeah, and their example, and just, yeah, that feels like he's missing out on something.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. Big picture wise, Team USA wins 3-1, empty netter at the end, but it was a one goal game, as you point out, throughout. And Dylan Larkin scored the go ahead goal for the U.S. in the second period, and then they held on. The only goal that Team Canada scored was the one Connor McDavid was flying through the ice.
Oof.
And the pace of that game was blistering. It was unbelievable to watch. So I agree. Bedard being part of that would have given us in Chicago more reason to watch it, but there's enough reason to watch it still with Canada and Team USA and the whole thing with the fighting and then the explanations, the Kachuk brothers. It's really something. So today, The U.S. has nothing to play for against Sweden in Boston tonight. So basically, they want to stay healthy because Matthew Tkachuk, I think, is injured and they might not play. Is there any update on that, Dustin? Did we hear anything on Matthew Tkachuk's
status? Well, Matthew Tkachuk is acting like he's okay, and the team is like, not so fast.
Right.
So I don't think you'll see him suited up today.
And Canada's got to win at noon today, right?
They have to win.
So it's a must win. Must win for Canada. The final is Thursday night. Canada plays Finland today at TD Garden in Boston. The U.S. has really nothing to play for, but the Swedes will be the opponent tonight, and I think it's still as entertaining based on what happened Saturday. Just this is one of those exhibitions, or however you want to describe it. I did not anticipate it being as good as it is, but it's as good as hockey as you're going to see.
There's something very patriotic about hockey, and I feel like was all sort of encapsulated in what we watched on Saturday night and people playing for their country, the environment. And that game, I mean, obviously the anthem thing was a thing, but then just throughout the game, you just felt the intensity through the TV, and that's all you ask for in any sort of game ever.
It's amazing that these guys are going to be playing at that level on the Saturday night. They're going to finish the tournament today and then Thursday. And then, oh, by the way, get back to the NHL schedule. The Hawks play the Blue Jackets on Saturday, and then the whole NHL schedule resumes. And the rest of the league, I know this is only a small portion of the league, but it just seems like it could be a bit of a letdown because the intensity level this week is watching these games. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So that happened Saturday night. Something else happened Saturday night we'll talk about in Champaign. Unfortunate, and I don't mean Tom Izzo breaking Bobby Knight's record for Big Ten victories. The Terrence Shannon Jr. retirement ceremony did not go as planned. And if anybody missed it, you want to check out social media. There's an unbelievable reaction from the crowd, an audible gasp, maybe, as they raised the banner and his jersey was upside down.
It was very
upside
down. It was upside down. You almost felt like, oh, that's funny. They're just going to flip. Like, it was on purpose. Like, you're like, this is so crazy that this happened that it had to have been like a joke or like something. But then you just see it all play out and you're like, oh man, someone's getting fired. I mean,
is it a fireable offense? You think that's a fireable offense for somebody who was in charge of that?
At least a demotion. You don't get to be the one that hangs the banners anymore.
Right.
Like, you've lost your privileges.
No more banner hanging for you the next time they retire at Jersey. So that was an Illini moment on Saturday night in Champaign. We'll talk about that. The Cubs are dealing with a minor injury maybe, to Matt Shaw. And he spoke and was on Inside the Clubhouse Saturday morning with a very mature interview. We'll talk about that and where they are. The White Sox have their first full squad workout today for manager Will Venable in Glendale, Arizona. There's a lot to get to. We've got Howard Griffith at 7:45, Frank Saravalli at 8 o'clock, Bruce Levine 8:25, and Tim Sinclair, who did the PA for the All-Star Game festivities in San Francisco, will join us at 9 o'clock. Ruthie Polinsky is in for Mully.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.